Here we are out here at the Emerald Desert RV Resort for the super mega colossal broadcast on Alt 94.9, getting this thing going with Colin from Low Hum.
How's it going?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Stoked to have you here. Thanks for coming out.
Very happy to be celebrating here this with you guys.
We were talking a little bit before we started this, and this is not your first rodeo being at Coachella weekend, right?
Correct. For many, still this year, basically, it's kind of become a ritual to come out here, and I've done a couple of camping scenarios and just have come out to play and seen some friends play some shows and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah.
I was shocked when you said that, like, you've been doing the camping thing, because most people I talk to are just like, it's so brutal. And you're like, no, dude, it's fun.
You can't be afraid of the elements a little bit when you're camping out there. I mean, I think being able to experience Coachella and going in early, and we had sort of like a ritual. We would caravan out here with a bunch of people and get in a van, and then we would get to Coachella on a Thursday night and do a little kind of, you know, partying with the camp area and getting to know your fellow campers, and then going into the festival. And I actually, to this day, still have friends that I met through these camping experiences that I'm very close with to this day. So,
oh, like you met like actually at
literally
the campground you didn't go with?
Exactly.
Oh,
we met
that's
there
awesome.
And you know, some people formed relationships that were like, you know, happened for a long time, but yeah, I've got friends to this day. In fact, one of the first music videos that I did with Low Hum was directed by a female who I met. Her name is Rachel Zarzynski at Coachella in the campgrounds. Yeah, so
that's so cool.
It's a special thing. I think people get a little afraid of the elements, but I don't know. I think I'm such a music lover that when you're there and you're with the people who are loving the music just as much as you are, there's people from different countries and different places in the U.S. And I think there's something just super special about that whole experience.
I think about that all the time, and just thinking how like people seriously save up all year to come here from like all over the world,
for
this specific thing. And we have it like in our backyard.
Exactly.
It's
and
amazing.
Especially in the last, you know, whatever, 5 or 6 years, it seems like Coachella has really become a global sort of launching place for artists. And yeah, I met some people from Mexico. I met people from, you know, the UK. I'm from Hawaii. I've got friends who bought tickets to Coachella last year.
Oh, really?
To fly out here to come to see the thing. So yeah, it's a special thing. I think, you know, some people think that it's gotten really big and it's a big thing and, you know, and it's changing, and but life changes and everything kind
everything
of evolves
changes.
And yeah. And so I think but at the heart of it, it's still, you know, it's still a music festival, and I can't be more supportive of anything that's supporting music. So,
okay. So as a Coachella alum, I've actually been talking about this for a couple of weeks. What is your like top survival hack to get through the weekend?
Ooh.
Whether you're camping, just attending, like what is like your you need to do thing
to survive, basically,
to get through the weekend?
Oh man, I really think drinking helps a lot. I think whether it's water
or
alcohol, that definitely numbs some of the, you know, the pain of being in the sun for so long. But honestly, I think going to see shows and making these like memories and seeing these artists, that's really what kept me motivated to just keep coming back to Coachella, especially for the camping, because I think when you're camping, you're just a part of this like thing with people, and I that really kept me motivated to keep coming. I can say that I've done it enough times now that I don't camp.
Yeah, you had your fun.
Yeah,
you did your thing, and now
yeah,
it's all good.
At this point, yeah, I'd say, but really, honestly, the experiences are really what keeps you sort of gassed for the whole experience when you're out there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, and you're hanging out today, right?
Correct, yeah.
Pretty much today.
I'm
going to
be
like kind of
cruising around
tomorrow.
Today, yeah. I'm going to go see some of the music today, and then
who are you stoked on?
I really want to see the 1975 play their record.
Okay.
I think that's kind of really cool. I'm not going to be able to see Tame Impala. I think they play tomorrow, but I would like to see sort of where that has gone. I have a friend. Her name's Dre. She's playing, I don't think it's today, unfortunately. She's playing in Study Holiday, and she actually has done another Coachella, I think a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. And so a couple of buddies are playing in that project, so I'd really like to go support that. So I think that's, yeah, those are probably the things that I'm most excited for. And then I'm going to go kind of hang out around and do some of these other little party events. And Vestal Village is a cool thing to go check out, and I have some friends there. So, yeah, I think that's going to be... I think 1975 would be the most interesting thing, just to see their new record. For me was a really cool direction, and I would, I'm curious to see how they interpret it live.
I am very, very curious that about that because yeah. I know that their stage and like every setup changes so drastically based on like what era they're in, kind of.
Yeah, I could see.
It'll definitely be a different experience than I'm sure
totally we've seen yet.
And you actually, you'd said like you got to bounce out of here because you got stuff to do. You're super busy. You've got your debut album coming out in June.
It comes out in June, June 7th on Last Gang Records. We're doing a residency right now at the Echo over in Los Angeles every Monday night, which has been going really well. There's five Mondays in April, so it's uniquely a longer residency, which has been really cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm dropping a single on the 19th of this month. It's called Room to Breathe. It's also the name of my album. And then we're about to announce a tour and shooting some music videos. And there's a lot going on. And it's
a really busy summer.
Yeah, it's been a very busy summer, and it's going to continue to be very busy. So
we've been jamming to like Strange Love too.
Yes.
Like, that's a total jam.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. I'm really proud of that track. It was it's a song that's loosely based around Stanley Kubrick's film, Dr. Strange Love. It's been really cool. I've done some animation videos, which was a new world that I got to kind of explore, and I directed a few of these videos, and I worked with a really cool animator, and yeah, things are going really good. It's been feeling really, really good, and I appreciate the support a lot.
Are you getting nervous to put the album out?
You know, the nervousness thing doesn't really get to me as much. Yeah, I find it like more exhilarating than nervous.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you make a record, they get made and then you spend 6 months working it. So by the time the record comes out, you know, part of me is like, has spent so much time with the music that it kind of feels like it's like finally I kind of get to let it out of the bag, so to speak. So more excitement than nervousness. I'm really excited to see kind of, you know, people getting our first taste of the Lo Hum record, and I've already got another record that's, you know, more or less kind of on the back burner, ready to kind of get into that as well. So
there's a lot of
hustling happening over here. Yeah, I'm obsessed with music and I love making records, and there's a lot of energy and a lot of hustle in me to keep kind of, you know, putting more stuff out.
Keep it going.
So I'm really excited about it.
That comes out, and you said a tour. You're going to be announcing that. And I'm not going to put any pressure on you to give me any details, but we were talking.
I mean,
this guy did say he spends more time in San Diego.
I do spend quite a bit of time down there. I do. It's going to be kind of, I'm trying to announce the tour hopefully in the next, like, I'd say about 3 weeks or so. There's a sort of like a lot of moving elements, and there's one potential here and one potential there. So we're kind of waiting to see what ends up kind of happening. But yeah, it'll be announced once I get closer to the album itself releasing. So, but I'm hoping to be in, I mean, not hoping, I will be in San Diego, whether it's a handful of, you heard it here first, kids. Yeah, yeah. There's a handful of spots that I'm trying to get to. So, and the truth is I just want to be able to get to the East Coast and kind of spread my music everywhere. So that's essentially what's going to happen once the record drops. So I'm really pumped about it.
Now, and with you saying that, like, you have spent, like, a pretty good amount of time in San Diego, because you said, like, you surf and, like, you got some friends down there.
Correct, yeah.
What's your favorite spot to hit up when you go?
Cliffs, for sure.
Sunset Cliffs?
Yeah. I love surfing over there. I have a buddy. I feel like I got to give him a shout out. His name is Octavio. He's a legend of San Diego, to me at least.
Shout out to Octavio.
He's like a sweetheart, lives in South Park, and he's kind of my guru down in San Diego, takes me surfing, shows me all the spots, and there's a restaurant where I guess Whoopi Goldberg owned it at one point.
I didn't even know
that.
Yeah,
it's in South Park. It's really cool. Her pictures are like all over the wall. They have breakfast and stuff.
What?
I can't remember the name, but he's kind of just shows me around all these really awesome spots. So we're going to be doing a couple of shows down there, and there's a few people that I really like in San Diego that really support Lo Hum, and so we're going to do a nice little event down there. Fairly soon.
Well, if you're going to be down there hanging around South Park, there is a really dope taco truck that, like, hangs out in South Park all the time.
Really?
It's one of my favorite taco places, and there's a lot of taco places.
There's a lot of good tacos. It's only open,
I think, like, weekdays until maybe, like, 5-ish. So, like, you got to get there a little early, but it's definitely worth checking out.
Cool, yeah. What is it? What's it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
It's just a taco truck that, like, sits in a parking lot.
It probably
says
tacos.
Yeah, I think it sits in the parking lot of, like, a Target Express or something.
Yeah, I know exactly what that is.
Like, it's super, super good.
There's a little coffee joint in there, that little it's like a little small cabana coffee place that's in that same little parking lot that I like to
go
to. Yeah.
Well, I will check that out if you check out the taco truck. Yeah. There we go.
Definitely will.
We have some homework.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you so much for stopping by our super mega colossal broadcast powered by Subaru. We're really looking forward to your album June 7th.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully having you down in San Diego soon.
Yes, we will be. And thank you for supporting Lohum. I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I wouldn't support if it wasn't a jam. It's such a jam. So,
well,
like,
cheers.
I gotta.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Awesome, thank you.
All right.